This is Audible.
Fantasy Lover by Sherilyn Kenyon. An ancient Greek legend. Possessed of supreme strength and of unrivaled courage, he was blessed by the gods, feared by mortals, and desired by all women who saw him. He was a man who knew no law, respected no quarter. His skill in battle and his superior intellect rivaled the very names of Achilles, Odysseus, and Heracles, and 'twas written that not even the mighty Ares himself could ever defeat him in arms. As if the gift of the mighty war god wasn't enough, 'twas also said that on his birth the goddess Aphrodite kissed his cheek and secured his place forever in mortal memory. Blessed by Aphrodite's divine touch, he grew into such a man that no woman could deny him her body, for when it came to the art of love, he knew no equal, his stamina far beyond that of any mere mortal man. His desires hot and wild, he could never be tamed or denied. Golden in skin and hair, and flashing the eyes of a warrior, 'twas said his presence alone was oft enough to satisfy women, and once touched by his hand, they would become blinded by pleasure. None could stand against his charm. And so, out of jealousy came a curse to endure, one that can never be broken. Like poor Tantalus, 'tis his plight to forever seek his satisfaction, and never fulfill it. To yearn for his summoner's touch, and to bring about her complete and utter pleasure and satiation. From full moon to full moon, he will lie with her, make love to her, until he is again forced from this world. But beware, for once his touch is felt, it is branded into his lover's memory. No other man shall ever satisfy her again, because no mere mortal male can compare to a man of such beauty, such heat, such intrepid sensuality. Behold the cursed, Julian of Macedon. Hold him to your breast, and call for him 3 times on the wings of midnight under the weight of a full moon's light. He will come to you then, and until the next full moon cycle, his body will be yours to command. His only goal will be to please you, to serve you, to savor you. In his arms, you will learn true paradise. Chapter 1. Honey, you need to get laid. Grace Alexander flinched at Selina's overly loud voice in the small New Orleans cafe where they sat, finishing up their lunch of red beans and rice. Unfortunately for her, Selina's voice possessed a lovely octave that could carry plainly through a hurricane, and it was followed by a sudden hush in the crowded room. Glancing at the nearby tables, Grace noted the men had stopped talking and turned to stare at them with a lot more interest than she cared for. Ah, jeez, will Selina ever learn to keep her voice down? Worse, what will she do next, strip naked and dance on the tabletops?